Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses. So we created a podcast where we have million-dollar conversations that help small business owners thrive. I'm Brian Rupp from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Managy Digital.
And we are recording from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community in downtown Lindsay, Ontario at 18 Kent Street West. And today we are talking about why you should be our guest on the podcast. So it's a straight out pitch episode. When you are listening to this, it is early September, and we are starting to think about our content for the fall and into the winter. So we're trying to meet new people and get some guests. So
I like having guests on the podcast. Like, you're fun to talk to, but I talk to you a lot. So I enjoy, like, talking to other people that I kind of know, or there's been a few people that I have no idea who they were. I love having those conversations with people and business conversations where there's a bit more of a, like, not precedence, but the idea of, like, I'm going to ask you, like, some kind of not hard-hitting questions ever. But I'm going to ask questions I'd maybe not have asked conversationally or whatever. So
yeah, I think it's super fun for us. I think our listeners also prefer guests. There's definitely a difference in our website traffic.
Sure. Yeah.
which I would say is probably correlated with our overall traffic, where when we have guests, like, people want to hear about what you're doing. And I think that's the biggest thing is, we're creating these business conversations. People want to know you exist and what you do, and they are curious about just learning more. And to do it in a conversation is just a nice way to learn it versus marketing material. So that's another good reason just to come and talk about your business.
Yeah, I think people are scared and nervous to be on a podcast, but we've always been really intentional with keeping it conversational. And even when we tell people, I think they think we're going to like ambush them on the podcast, which is never the case. I tell everyone right before you hit record, like, I'm never going to try to get you in trouble. If we're talking negatively about a business, I'm never going to mention them by name, and I'm going to be so vague that no one's going to have an idea. So don't worry about it. Like, we're there to promote the business, and not in a ridiculous cheerleading type of way where, like, rah, rah, the business, come by now. It's just talk about you and your business and whatever kind of comes to our minds conversationally. It's a great way to just build a little bit of awareness. And frankly, it's a bit of marketing for you.
Yeah, I think it's, when we do have hard hitting questions, it's always like funny or like it's like a joke or,
yeah,
but we're, we're not interviewers who are doing like promotional interview where you're trying to like say the exact right thing. I think that we talk about, we don't over edit our podcast. So these are conversations, like, it's intentionally designed to feel like we're in the backseat of your car right now, having a conversation and you're listening in. Most of our guests, I would say, are very open. We don't ask things like, hey, what were your sales last week? Or, but people are very willing to open up about, decisions they've made or things that might have cost them money. Or, I think that's important as well, to know that you fit in with other business owners as you listen. So, people sometimes are worried we're going to hammer them, but really it's like, come be open. If there's something off limits, I always ask what's off limits. Sometimes we don't get any answer. We recorded one earlier today where we got a very clear, do not ask about X.
By literal X.
And I think that's a great, that's a great, like, barrier. So we're not going to like force you to talk about anything. You don't have to accept any of our ideas. I think it's cool where we've had some live coaching and then we've had feedback where before the episode even airs, people have like tried some things we talked about and then they work and they're excited about it.
I would love to do more live coaching. I find those to be fun not challenging, but they're different and different conversations. And I love just kind of chatting out and running random ideas by people. So I've really enjoyed those ones. I would be curious to see if more people are following any of the things that we've come up with. And frankly, like you've said this before, will people like, oh, you said this on the podcast, and then you don't remember. I don't remember a single thing I've said on any of our podcasts ever, because it's just conversational. And we're just like, I'm kind of going as we go. And I don't know if it's a joke that anybody else understands. Like, I don't know what these topics are until Brian says it at the beginning of the podcast. I had no idea we were talking about this right now. The only thing I know is, like, I'm usually or often the one that's invited guests. So I'm the one that will reach out and, like, schedule them. So I know if we've got a guest coming. But this morning, like, I won't say that person's name, but, like, I had zero questions planned ahead of time. I knew it would be fine, but in my head, I was like, I don't know what to ask. I was kind of curious to find out, like, why it started. And that was it. That was the only thing. And then as soon as he talked about himself and the business, I was like, oh, I've got 1,000 questions now, which is great. And I think we've gotten – I was going to say, I think we've gotten better at, quote, interviewing people, but it's not an interview. It's a conversation where there's intentionally more questions sent to the guest's way. But I also think we've done a better job of curating the guest too. I think we've done a good job of like, okay, this person seems like they would be comfortable in front of a mic, which is challenging. And I think we've done a better job of late of this is a really interesting story. Or again, like we don't have an agenda, but in my head, I'm like, there's someone on the podcast that I would love to have on. Because the other day I was driving by and I was like, man, I can't believe that they've been in business like 25 years. Let's talk to that person about longevity of business in a retail location where people around her are coming and going all the time. But this business has been a stronghold for 25 years. That's cool. That's a cool conversation to have. So like, I am on the lookout for conversations like that more so. And now I'm rambling, but I have had it a couple times too, where people are like, oh, I should be on your podcast. And in my head, I honestly am like, why? I don't think that you're particularly interesting. I don't think I have like a particularly interesting model or angle to go there. And I know I've talked to you about this before and you've asked me to ask them, and I'm going to do this in the future, is like, what's the problem you are trying to solve? And hear what they have to say. And if they've got a good answer to that, then I would extend the invite.
Yeah, problem to solve. I think, you know, we've done a good job of hunting, I think, interesting people or just people we're like, oh, that'd be fun to talk to. I think it works better when we don't really know them.
Yeah.
Or when sometimes there are people like, I really know, and it's like, here are the things, like sort of curate questions to pull out of them, the things I wish people knew about them that they don't. So that's something we do. I will take what you were saying before with the story as a compliment, because I do prepare, and you know, I don't overly prepare or write out questions, but I'm always thinking about how do we pull the story out of these guests and then try to tie it together or lead it in a way that I think's interesting. And sometimes it's better when you don't prepare too much in advance to be able to sort of roll with that.
I do think it's been better when we've had people we don't know at all, or like not fringe people I know, but like people that I'll say hello to in public or whatever. Those people are fine. I think I've had issues sometimes during our conversations with people that I currently work with for maybe some time, or like people I've maybe become friends with, where I don't like it on the podcast when that person or even me were like, well, as you know, or like when I told you the other day, I was like, I don't like when that comes out in the podcast. That seems kind of lame to me. So I like it when we're having like, I'm fresh conversations with people and asking questions I've never asked them, or genuinely asking them questions I don't know the answer to.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I do know the people and I'm like, tell me a bit about why you started your business. And I'm like, I know you've told me this in person 100 times. So I do like when it's fresh like that.
Yeah. So I think the conclusion of that is if you're listening to this and you haven't met us in person, please send us an email or reach out, direct message, you know, email, set it up at coworthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca. You know, we're looking to have those conversations. We don't overly script. We don't overly plan. So I think sometimes people think, well, I have to get ready, or we have to like talk first. But like, we love it when people reach out with a question. And then sometimes the answer is like, hey, would you like to be on the podcast? Or let's talk about that, you know, during this podcast.
It's funny. And I don't think we've, how do I say this? We've not turned down many local people that are small business owners that have reached out. We've ignored countless amount of emails that we get offering to be guests on the podcast when they are not local, which I don't really care about, but at the same time, like, it doesn't help. But I find those pitches to us, and it happens a lot. We're like, hey, we've got this guest, they want to be on your podcast, and it does not fit our brand or what we talk about at all. And it's hilarious. Well, is it really that funny?
I think it is, because to me, there's like a game in podcasting where like you know, and part of the strategy, like, for example, if our goal was number of listeners, which it's not, our goal is to create conversations that are relevant, and we're kind of growing grassroots. A lot of people don't even know we exist. They haven't even tried listening yet. But if our goal is purely get more listeners, one of the big strategies is get on other people's podcasts. So it becomes kind of like a circular echo chamber game where everyone goes on each other's podcasts and shares the stuff with each other's audiences. And you're trying to organically build your audience. So we get a lot of requests like that. I think some of them are hilarious because what they do is they have a formula where they take snippets of like some of the wording that is coded in our, like what Apple would see.
Right.
And they'll be like, oh, I love how you're doing this. And I'm like, yeah, that's just a plug and play of words I wrote. And I don't think you even listened. I also want to say, you know, we're called the Kawartha Small Business Podcast. I think we're relevant to any small town, small business in at least North America. So I'm not opposed to people outside of the Kawarthas. We've had lots of colleagues or people contacts from outside, as long as they fit what we think is relevant for small businesses, which is people who typically own their business. And we're not, you know, we're not the big city, big business podcast, right? Like, you know, so we cover a wide range. We're not opposed to it, but so many of the requests we get are like, they're just bad, I think.
You're right. I probably shouldn't have said being local is helpful, but it is usually like you said, it's irrelevant to us. It's about some ridiculous buzzword type of concept, or often it's bigger type of business. And I love the emails always starts with like, oh, we love your podcast. And then they're like, we really think your guests would appreciate hearing about something that's completely irrelevant or not in line with any of the things we've ever talked about.
I love those.
Right away, I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, you could have taken 10 seconds to look and think that this is a good fit or not.
Yeah. I've had people reach out who have actually taken the time to like listen to a few episodes.
Yeah.
This is other stuff and they haven't wanted to be a guest, but it's like, it's not that hard to find and like learn a little bit about the podcast. My other favorite is when people are like, sort of do exactly what you do professionally. And I was like, did you do any research as to who runs it? Like, we're probably not going to pitch our guests on a service that directly competes. That's not also in line with how we do things. Like, this isn't a podcast where we're like, okay, here's how you do this thing.
Yeah.
Right. Or you need to do your own SEO and here's 10 tips on how to do that. Like, that's not the format of this as well. It's conversations. That stuff comes up and we want everyone to know that you help people get found on Google, but we're not doing 2 hours on the nuances of how to do that.
No, and I've thought long and hard about that, and like maybe struggled with it in the sense of, do I think we are news, we are the media, we have to be fair and balanced? No, man, it's my podcast. If I don't want to have other marketers on my podcast and create some awareness for them, that's my responsibility.
Yeah.
I've thought about it. We're going to have on, like, I don't know when you're listening to this, but like Big World Creative, they are a digital agency. They do some print. But we've gotten to know them through our Monday morning coffees, and they're wonderful people. They bring a different perspective than me in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
and
the same industry, completely different skill sets.
Yes.
Which I think you need both. So
absolutely. And like I remember thinking like, oh, I don't know if I want to have them on at first because like we do the same thing. But like there's a completely different perspective to it, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, and I think as long as we're interested in a conversation, you know, we are, it is Kawartha Small Business Podcast. It's you and I doing this for, you know, we're not after big sponsors. We're not after number of listens. It's about us basically talking about things we want to talk about. It is marketing for both of us. We both own businesses. We both want to work with the people who are listening. But we also recognize that sometimes people need to hear 10 conversations before they want to actually have one with us. So it is marketing. I'm all for, if you're a marketer on here and you're thinking, oh, I'd love to be on the podcast, but I'm afraid that I'm competing with Matt, like, you're probably not. Like, if you're even thinking that, then you're probably interesting and we want to have a conversation with you because we need different, we need lots of marketers around. So like reach out and have those questions, but we're probably not doing a straight up promo episode, which I don't think we've even done for any business.
No, and we were really, really, really careful about that. And we had a couple of people reach out to us in the beginning about like, hey, we want a sponsor. What does that include? And I kind of fell all over myself, didn't know what to do with it. Like, we didn't know how to answer. We didn't know how to package it. A lot of the package at first was like, okay, well, you pay us money and we'll have you as a guest. And then it felt like really fake having like pay to play type of thing, which I didn't ever want to do. I didn't want to make it feel super manufactured. And then I struggled for over a year at least on admitting that this is a marketing tool. I thought I was doing something super inappropriate. Like, oh my gosh, people are going to know I'm doing this to create awareness for myself and grow my business. And I frankly started listening to more podcasts in the last 2 years. And like, there's not a single podcast that I listen to that's not there to help themselves market and grow their business. Oh, it's all part of your marketing and sales.
Unless it's pure hobby. Like, I think in Peterborough, there's like the Peterborough Independent Podcasters. There's some people who have like a, I think there was one that was like a LARPing podcast. And it was just people who liked live action role playing, so they had a podcast. But even then, they probably weren't looking to make money, but they were probably looking to find people like them so that they could have
more
adventures.
Yes.
Yeah, like find their community a bit more, right?
No, I agree. There's always a reason.
There's a reason why we do it, right? So I think, you know, for us, it's marketing. I play the, I call it the slow game. Like, I rarely ever, almost never will hardcore pitch somebody something right away. It's sometimes I meet people and I know them for 3 years before I like have a conversation and like do work with them or for them. Like, I'm here to build the community so we can make more relationships like that. So when you do need a service, you know what people offer and you can work with them locally or someone you know a little bit.
Yeah.
And the podcast is a great way to do that. I will note, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about sponsored content, I'm not against it at all. I will, to me, if we're doing a pure promo, it has to fit our audience, has to be something we do some due diligence around where it makes sense. And we would clearly say this is sponsored content. And to me, I would only charge if it's something that we have to take time to prepare a bit more for.
Well, we know how to handle it now.
Do we know how to do that? So that's, again, why you want to be our guest. So if you're like, hey, I want small business owners to do this, or podcasting is a great medium if you're like, I want to talk to my customers. And what I have to say is more than I could fit on a quick ad, or like you need to like listen to it. So you might want a piece of content that's like, hey, I was on this podcast.
Yeah.
Listen to this. I would love to do some content like that as long as it fits. And if we're putting some resources into it, then it's sponsored content.
Oh, we can sell badges like as heard on Kawartha Small Business Podcast. Like,
that's a great look at us. We can definitely do that. Again, it's not leading with, hey, we are looking to monetize and make a bunch of money. But if it does fit, like legitimately people who listen, like everyone needs some services, right? So we want to make people aware of what's there, especially if this is the best way to do it. But we're not doing it just because. Like, I get too bored. The reason I started my own business and started doing things on my own is like, I don't want to be forced to do any kind of work that I just don't want to do.
Yeah.
So like if someone's like, hey, here's some money to talk about pyramid schemes, not going to do it. Sorry. Like, it's not happening. But if it's, you know, something that's really cool and interesting, like I'm all for it.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to make any real money off of it. I don't really care at all, frankly. I don't think we could. We could. But like, to me, I want to make some cost back. And some people are probably like, oh, it's just Brian and Matt in the Thrive podcast studio. But like, there's marketing costs. We pay for social media. We pay for website, recording, and all the other stuff that you pay for. I don't even know about all that stuff. So like, there are costs. Yeah. I would be happy to make our money back off of it every month and it broke even. I'm not terribly interested in making much money off of it. And we talked about it too when Economic Development reached out with the Digital Main Street stuff as a sponsor a couple months ago. And we've like kind of put together our scope for that. And you and I had the conversation like, we're not giving them or anybody else editorial review. They're not allowed to like look at titles or tell us what to talk about. Like if they say that, we're bailing on this.
Yeah.
And this will be the case with everyone else. If someone comes in and is like, hey, we want to be the title sponsor. We'll pay you a ton for the year, put our name on this and everything else. I'm like, yeah, let's do that. But if they want to tell us like, oh, we're going to have to talk about this and you can't say this anymore, we're not going to do it. Like I just immediately will say no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's next week's episode.
Oh, nice.
Why you should be a sponsor of the Kawartha Small Business Podcast.
Well, I really sold that, so.
Which is will be a fun one, and it's actually on the schedule, because I had a podcast strategist that reached out to us and, you know, told us some things that kind of pumped the tires of how good of a job we've been doing, and basically saying, well, you should have some sponsors, because it makes sense for the audience we have.
Sure.
So we'll talk about that later. But, you know, as a guest, though, it's, you know, the more sponsors we have, the more we can boost it and boost your profile. You know, above all else, we just love having conversations with people.
Yeah.
And we're not here to hardcore sell you something. We're here to learn about your business. We think that everyone in the community should know about your business and have a chance to just talk like this. It's funny, as we talk about this, I'm getting more and more fired up about why I like podcasting and why I like conversations with business owners, because really, unless it's standing in your business telling people about it, we don't get to hear these stories about other businesses. We might hear rumors about them or people talking about businesses, but rarely do we even get the opportunity to hear more about different businesses in the community.
I've got a new name for our podcast. I won't actually say it on air because I think it's so good. But anyways,
awesome.
I like how this was probably a podcast that was going to be like 10 minutes and we're going to breeze through in like, what are we, 20 something minutes?
Yeah, we're at about 24.
Perfect. We should do one of those media days. Like a
we're like up front.
Up front, yeah. We bring like sponsors in or people that we're trying to like schmooze.
It's a
like,
good idea.
I actually don't, I'm not kidding. Like, I think we could do a sponsorship day where we bring in a bunch of potential sponsors And like we do like lunch and appetizers, and we get up there and we do a little thing and like
talk about what we're doing, what the plan is. Yeah.
Did you have this idea?
Not really, but
I think it's a good idea.
But I put this on, you know, we're recording this not in September. But we are focusing on, you know, we want more guests. I think as we pivot and, you know, we are at 3 years of doing the podcast. What we've learned is we love talking to people. We want to have more guests. We want to grow the podcast more. I think we are definitely in the top 1% of podcasts in the world in terms of number of episodes.
That's outrageous.
Frequency. So it's like, let's take advantage of that and like really do something for small businesses in North America and to be able to grow listenership, to have talk about what, you know, people like hearing just good stories.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to have you on as a guest, is to talk through that. It's not to hammer you. It's to showcase you. It's to do some live coaching. It's just to get people to appreciate what you're offering. Because I firmly believe people love doing business with their neighbors. They don't want to go to the big, giant, worldwide corporations. Some cases they have to. That's what they get. But we like living in communities where we get to do business with other people in our community.
Yeah. I thought a couple months ago, I forget how this came up, but I was like, we're the biggest podcast in Coeur Lakes, probably by far, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not even, I don't know.
I don't know if that's like a compliment right now, but I just was like, that's pretty cool. We maybe need to celebrate that or tell people about that a bit more. I think it's pretty cool.
I think that's why we need some sponsors, so we can afford to tell people more that, you know, we exist and that we want them to listen to us.
I'm not lacking ideas of how to promote this more.
Yeah.
We just need some dollars from it, I guess.
Yeah, some resources and understanding the potential for it. And I think making it a good spot for guests to come who are comfortable and can talk. The more we do that, the better it will be.
It's true. It's exciting. I love having people on this podcast more than anything. Like, these conversations are great. But I really like having these conversations with other people in the room. We just love talking about business. So
yeah, it's just it's great. So, all right, Matt. Final thought, and what do you want the people to know about you?
Reach out to us at setitup@coeurthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca. We've had, like we said, countless number of people reach out, and a lot of them were irrelevant. But we've had Sonia from Inspire Beach Resort.
Sarah.
She reached out, and that was a tricky one. When we saw that email, I was like, this isn't real. And then I clicked on the link. I was like, oh no, this isn't Coeur Lakes. Like, let's talk to this person. And we also had Kim from Calm Solutions. She reached out via email, and we had her on the podcast. And I love that. I love it. It saves us time, frankly, of having, like, you and I will sit here and be like, oh, we should have this person on the podcast. I love it when someone's like, hey, I want to be on your podcast. I'm like, great, perfect.
So please, like, sometimes people are like, oh, I was hesitant to reach out. Like, please, we just want you to reach out.
So, yes.
All right. Where do they find you?
People can find me at managingdigital.com, and I can help more people know about your business who are actively looking for a solution to their problem on Google in less than 60 days. So go to that website and book a call.
All right. And I am the business coach that helps your business get money with grants, increase sales, and streamlining your business for profit. Find me at profitcoach.ca. Matt and I collaborate to help you start, grow, or recharge your business, and we want to work with you. If you want to discuss working with us or be a guest on the podcast, send us an email to setitup@coeurthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca. And remember, we believe the Coeurthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses.